Well, as we reported earlier this morning, a major federal contractor, Bearing Point, has filed for bankruptcy under Chapter 11. That happened this morning. Here with details on this breaking story is Darlene Darcy of the Washington Business Journal. Darlene, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, so tell us, what is the background here? How did this come about for such a large and well-known contractor?
Well, you know, Bearing Point, you know, being a big contractor, you know, has carried a lot of debt, and that comes from problems stemming from, you know, essentially the structure of the company and how it was formed early on in its history.
So acquisitions, you mean? Is that part of the background?
Yeah, definitely part of the background. And essentially that's how it happened, and the company just hasn't been able to keep up with that debt, and has now been facing for some time some debt repayments and obligations that were due this year and continue to be due. And so this restructuring that's about to happen and has been filed today is going to restructure some of that debt so that they can move forward.
Why did they have to go into Chapter 11 in order to restructure?
Well, the company has been looking at alternatives for quite some time, and I think just in the economy and the conditions that we're in right now, the company just hasn't been able to find people willing to buy up pieces or the whole company. So, you know, essentially refinancing in that way was not an option.
Isn't that amazing how even, you know, companies that have contracts with the federal government can't find the financing in order to do their, you know, to get their business done?
Well, you know, Bearing Point's in a unique situation, again, because of the debt that they have, and a lot of other large contractors are cash flush still, and don't have the same cash problems. So, you know, I don't think a lot of very large contractors are out there really trying to restructure things and get a lot of new financing. So that may not be a huge problem for others. But it is true that when someone like a Bearing Point is in this kind of situation, it is incredible that, you know, the market's just so tight that they can't do anything else.
We're talking with Darlene Darcy of the Washington Business Journal and reading through the financial release that the company put out. And it's a lot of financial, you know, verbiage here.
Sure.
But if you read down in there, it sounds as if one of the creditors who is first in line with their debentures wanted to cash out. So they might have had this concern about the ongoing cash flow problems of the company. And this is what precipitated this, a demand for being paid back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically, you know, they had repayments coming, and you know that's a serious situation for the company if they can't meet those payments. You know, as stock value declines, they also, you know, were potentially facing delistment from the stock exchange, and that would trigger additional payments. So, of course, meeting those payments and not having folks cash out was a serious concern.
And so, you know, they say there will be no impact on their ongoing operations. They're going to continue with their contracts as usual. Mm-hmm. Do you think this will impact them in terms of getting other contracts with the federal government or future business? How do you think this might impact the company?
Well, this situation has been ongoing. This is something that the company has been looking at for several months, possibly even longer than that. And, you know, I mean, I've been reporting on them, and I've reported new contracts they've won in that time. So, no, it doesn't seem to be causing any serious problem. Of course, in certain segments of their business, they've seen some weakness and potentially have other unrelated problems in losing some contracts. But I don't think it's going to affect them very, very seriously in that way. It's a strong company that's dealing with their issues and is looking to, you know, move forward and get things restructured and come out of this as strong, if not stronger, and continue going after contracts.
Now, last year, another company that was financially healthy, still is, and that's Booz Allen Hamilton, split itself into two pieces, one government and everything else. And it turned out that the government piece was the bigger and more profitable section, and so it's steaming along with a number of contracts. And as someone who looks at these companies, would you say is it safe to say that the Bearing Point Federal and Government Contracts Division is by itself doing well in terms of, we know there's a lot of contracts out there, but in
right.
terms of profits and cash flow?
Right. I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, so I don't want to speculate on exactly where each of the lines of business are. But a similar situation to that would be that the company CEO, Ed Harbach, when he first took a look at things, you know, there was talk about selling off the company's foreign operations, and those foreign operations are not at all involved in this filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. But he saw that that was a very strong area for the company, and of course they have lots of sort of government contracts within that foreign operation. So, yeah, I mean, the government contracting part of their business versus their commercial financial management and consulting business is a lot stronger.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us with those details, and go keep reporting on it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.